on. We're supposed to meet the guys for dinner in 30 minutes. You've been in there for 3 hours.
Woo!
Jay? You here?
Mike, I'm glad you're here.
You gotta go, buddy. Chris has been trying to get us reservations at this restaurant for months.
I know. Paul, it's time to go. You gotta get out of the tub, dude. Let's go.
Things are getting really weird around here, man.
The light.
3 hours later. It's about time.
I know, we're sorry.
Did you order for us?
Oh, yeah. S&M, baby.
What?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Ugh, is it cold?
Well, it got here 2.5 hours ago, but I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
I'm going through some pretty intense changes, and I need to be by myself for a while.
Why? What's happened?
I see things differently now.
You mean us?
Oh, everything. It just doesn't last very long. See, like, right now, for instance, everything looks normal. See? No trails.
No trails?
None. But sometimes I can see completely. Sometimes everything glows with a different kind of light. I can touch an object and listen to the sound of its color. I can hear voices and music at the flicker of a match. I can look into a mirror and see 1,000 different faces staring back at me. I can turn the night into day or watch the darkness shine, and I don't even have to open my eyes.
You watched The Greasy Strangler again, didn't you?
Nothing that simple.
Then what? We're trying to understand you, Paul, but I feel like I'm talking to a greasy stranger. A few months ago, you wanted us to live together. Now you're telling me you haven't called because of lights and colors? We just don't understand.
But live together?
Chris, you just had a baby.
Okay, I'll try to explain it, but I doubt you're going to believe me. Remember that night you and Mike went to the concert?
You guys went to a concert?
When I woke up... Ow! I woke up, and I watched Brain Damage on Tubi.tv. Does anyone else's meatballs look like brains?
No.
Look, I got an itch. I don't know if I should say more right now.
It's another podcast. Are you leaving us?
No. I just watched Brain Damage on Tubi.tv, and it changed everything for me. It's a great film by Frank Henenlotter, where one morning a young man wakes up to find that a small, disgusting creature has attached itself to the base of his brainstem. The creature gives him a euphoric state of happiness, but demands human victims in return. It's so good. I need more. I need to watch it again.
Paul, you can't just leave.
I'm not hungry. I'll tell you everything next week on B-Movie Mania.
Paul, wait!
Well, he's totally got an Aylmer.
What?
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 Oh, just watch Brain Damage. You'll see.
You know, these meatballs do kind of look like brains.
Oh, yeah, they do. If you're not going to eat them, pass them over here. Oh, yeah.